Alex, and yeah, Michael, yeah, whatever. But
well, hey, you know what? I got to that level, so you know what? That actually means something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it means something.
Michael's the face, man.
Yeah. Now, hey, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then we also got a special guest, Mace.
Yeah, man.
From Jersey,
Mace.
New York.
Man,
from New York.
New York? Yeah. He's repping New York tonight. Yeah, not Jersey.
New
so.
York.
New York.
Shout out to Jersey. Though.
New York.
New East Coast.
New York.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, let's dive into it. So,
let's go.
Never been to AZ, right?
Never.
Saw the glorious weather straight out the airport. He smacking you in the face.
Oh, dude, it's fucking hot shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So we genuine. Okay.
Hey, be yep. you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know nothing else. I have
be you, bro.
Yeah. Love the weather. Mm-hmm. Super, super hot as fuck.
Yep.
But, you know, the hotness is kind of like different.
Dry, York. Right? That's what we talking
super,
about.
Super dry, yeah, when mm-hmm. we had lunch earlier. Just because in New York, it's like fucking hot. Humid as shit.
Yeah.
I mean, today was what? Like 101?
Bro, it was like 111.
What?
Yeah.
Today yeah. was 111?
Yeah.
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 Wait, yeah. Oh, so, cool. So, yeah, by the yeah. way, tomorrow's supposed to be like 114.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the day after, 114. Yeah. And then the day after again, 114.
Or 15, maybe.
Yeah, you never get used to it.
So this is every day.
Yes, every day.
We don't even.
You walk out, the heat smacks you in the face. You're like, all right, I'm heading back out like the Simpsons fourth quarter.
Nah, everybody knows. Everybody that's from New York knows that even if we hit 97 degrees, it's like.
Yeah, you're donezo.
Yeah,
because it's humid.
Because
fire hydrants are spraying. Right?
It's not. I didn't even. I really thought it was like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, I used to do that. Yeah.
It's because it's
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Playing in the water,
ice
yo.
Ice cream truck coming through.
You're not, the city light.
Yeah, watch out for those ice cream trucks.
All not day safe long. Now. You hear them coming down the block with the music.
Yeah, I get to hear about the snow cone joints. My girl be telling me about them all the time, like an ice cream truck, but it's a snow cone truck.
That's
the
ice.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Where you get the oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Softy is the regular truck.
Yep.
Mm, we love Mr. Softy, but
all right. So all right, let's dive into this. Like, you know, tell the world who you are, how did your trading journey got started? Where do you see yourself moving forward?
Yes.
And how the hell did you meet all of us?
Ooh. It's gonna be good.
Look, you got loaded. Boom, 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 boom,
like, boom, like, boom.
Boom.
Like,
we're throwing bombs over here.
Let's start with this, right? If those who don't know me, it's Maze. My name is Maze, right?
Yeah, not literally like the maze, but
yeah,
you could Maze. Call him that.
You get you know. Honestly, bro, like we fucking met through the internet.
Yeah, social
that's
media.
That's a situation. Powerful. Like that's the situation we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was having lunch before you guys got there.
Yep.
And we're over here talking like, it's amazing what the internet has done to be able to bring people together,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like, mm-hmm.
You could literally become close brothers, friends, and family just through the internet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Behind a screen, through a phone, through computer, and that shit bugs me the fuck out. We was talking, yeah.
I met Michael through a Zoom call.
Yep.
And it took like how long we met in person?
Like a whole month.
Yeah, a whole month. And then he was like, damn, you big as shit. And I'm
like, I was like, yeah. Yo, I was like, yo. I still said, let's take it to the court, though.
For those who don't win, like we're super close and we just, like we all just met today.
Yeah.
Like, I really talk to these guys like every day, and we just met today personally. But what I'm trying to get to is that we're close just by, you don't have to physically know a person to actually, you know, have a connection and some good energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
facts.
That's what I feel with all of you guys, because I get that shit like genuine.
We have such a bond built over before we could even meet in person, which was so cool. Like I was like,
that shit is
I love
dope.
This dude. I know him. Like I think all of us have such a unique bond in a day of social media where there's so much BS, like just fake stuff. It's like, wow, this is such a cool way that social media is used for a purpose. Like we connected, we built relationships, and now we have something special. I just feel like you rarely see that in social media. It's just
no.
a bunch of BS. It's rare. Right? Yeah. Oh, do it. We're all in.
It's
all
happening. Ground, I'm sure other people are meeting this way, but
cool. The fact I think it's really cool.
It's dope that you're able to like get close to people like that before you even meet them. So by the time you meet them, it's like, dude, we fucking chilled yesterday.
Yep.
You know,
at the family reunion.
Just vibes. Just
that's
like
a fact, you know.
I can tell what we left off on social media. Yeah. The untold story.
But yo, we were just talking about SPX the other day. What's
like,
up?
What's up? Right. Literally, I was just, we were. And now we're in this trade right now.
Yep.
So it's, this dude is big as fuck in person.
that guy?
Yo. So I'm having lunch today. Today I get here, right, and Alex picks me up. He's like, "Yo, you know, you want me to pick you up?" I'm like, "Yeah, for sure, bro. Mm-hmm. We can have lunch, you know, fucking dope, bro." And he picks me up, surprises me. We get there, we go to lunch. We have, you know, we're having great conversation, and you know, we having some drinks, margaritas, and waiting for Ken, dude. This dude shows up, 6'5", looking like a wrestling ass guy. And I'm like, yo, this dude is big as hell, bro.
Action figure.
And then he comes with another action
figure. That's what I call him. I call him the action figure.
That's what they look like.
Oh, yeah.
They just cause a scene everywhere. Everywhere.
But just, you know, literally. You can't stop staring at them. Like,
yeah,
big dudes. But just like that, they're like super fucking humble, just super fucking dope. Just the energy is, you can't make this shit up. You know what I mean? It's genuine as hell. And as far as like how I got into trading, ooh, that's a good one. I used to work in Wall Street, so I got curious. Right, I used to work for NYU. It was like a clinic, right? And, you know, just going to lunch with my brother Slick. Shout out to Slick. And, you know, I'm going to lunch and we just kind of, you know, talking about it like, oh, what's this bull about, whatever, you know, and just we're around right next to the treasury. Dude, you're walking the treasury where they keeping the gold and all that stuff. And yeah, and you see these dudes outside of the building with AKs, like just regular. People are Wall Street is the busiest, one of the busiest areas in New York City. You just got these dudes just, you know, there while people just walking. So, you know, just got real curious, and one day we just decided to search up on it. Like, let's see if we could search up. We thought like let's see stocks. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we could search up with stocks, right? So we found futures and like binary options. Oh my God. And stocks, investing in stocks, which we always kind of knew, right? Yeah. And then there was Forex trading. So I'm like, yo, I think it's pretty cool that Forex trading, this thing could go up and down and you could still make money. You know, it doesn't matter, right? So of course, like any newbie, I, you know, get into every YouTube video I can. Baby Pips.
I was gonna say Baby Pips.
Yep.
You know, that's
Baby Pips.
That's like,
everyone has gone through Baby Pips.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, honestly, I deem it pretty good for term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sometimes they kind of, you know, make it a little more complicated than what it should be, but it's good for term. So, you know, and I did all my digging. I obviously knew that I had to get into it with more information, and I just you know, invested into courses along the way, kind of just self-taught myself through these courses. It's nobody to ask questions to. It's just like, just me and Slick. Just, you know, that's my brother. I grew up with him, so we just kind of do everything. Like I said, in reality, I wouldn't even know about Blue Cap if it wasn't for Slick, because he's the one that put me on to, you know, Ken. And, but just found like every newbie gets into it to get rich tomorrow, right? Because that's like, I feel like, unless you have a mentor that you right away tells you that's not what it is. I just came in with that like mindset. I'm in this foreign world that I don't know about, and I'm just trying to learn so I can, you know, get rich next month, whatever. Right? I want to leave my job. I don't want to be in this job no more. I don't want to work 9-to-5. I knew that I'm not built to work a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I feel like my capacity of doing anything, I feel like I could take it way beyond that, right? Mm-hmm. So knowing that, I'm just trying to find my niche. What is my niche, right? So I find this Forex thing. I'm getting into it, get the courses, start real accounts. 150, blew it. 250, blew it. 500, blew it. 1,000, blew it. 4,000, blew it. And just like blowing accounts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, hold on. This ain't it. I can't keep losing money, right? So just took a step back, going back to the demo. And I remember, I think it was, I don't know what it was. It was a combination of a few courses for me that just kind of click. I think when it clicks, it just clicks. Yep. I think it's more chart time than anything else, mm-hmm. because I feel like anybody can just get the skill set. But the chart time, the more chart time you do, the more of the same shit you see. And then the more your confidence goes up, and then the less the emotions, there's less emotions, because mm-hmm. the confidence goes up, right? So then there's not that much like fear and shit like that. So I feel like it was a more chart work, right? To do a lot of chart work that got me there, but it was a few courses, but man, the journey has been amazing. Like, I went through the struggle, man. Mm-hmm. Like, through the fucking struggle, bro, to like blowing accounts, just trying to make sure that I get this. Cause it became a thing of like, I wanna get rich. I had a big ego right at that time. I've mentally grown so much in the last like 4 years. I'm about to have 4 years in January.
Yeah, that's because that market mm-hmm. will fuck with you psychologically. Oh,
yeah. The market mm-hmm. is gonna humble you. Yep. And yep. I was already on this like self.
Man, it tests you.
Yeah, I was already on this like self-development, empowering just journey, trying to just become a better thinker, mindset, right? Because mm-hmm. you don't really get anything from just being a negative person or just being blah, you know what I mean?
Right.
You just have to be fucking, you know, you gotta be happy. You're fucking awake. We get to wake up every day. We blessed, right? So the market had me looking at situations differently, and I started just really developing a mindset for it and seeing a whole bunch of charts and just doing the chart work. About to have 4 years in January, and the journey has been crazy because I took so many losses and I went through the struggle, but I'm here with three fucking great gentlemen that are, you know, doing amazing things, right? And I'm on my side, on the east side, you know, doing what I can to make sure that I feel like my purpose is to change people's lives. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I didn't know how I was gonna do it, but God chose the Forex way for me to be able to show somebody a skill set, because he gave me that, like, that gift to be able to explain or teach something to mm-hmm. somebody and be able to do it correctly, right? So I knew that I had that, right? But I needed to find the niche, and I found the niche. I stuck mm-hmm. to it, and shit, bro, like, it got me to where I'm, you know, where last year, 2019, dude, I was in a whole like other level when it came to like US 30, and just kind of like jumped into US. I had already killed Forex pairs at this point. I wasn't blowing accounts at this point. I was already kind of like, I had it matured, but it takes a lot to get there. That's the thing that
takes time.
That's why, bro, I say I'm so like, it's so fire. Alex caught on
four months.
Well, I think it's funny. It's awesome hearing your journey. And I think your journey is so common. And we are also very tied together in my journey, all three mm-hmm. of us. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because I think the mindset, I don't want to go off on a tangent for what you're saying, but
go ahead, of course.
Like, the mindset that you have is the mindset that I have. But I went into this with a calm, mm-hmm. cool, collected mindset, not trying to get rich quick, because mm-hmm. I listened to you guys. Like, I the things you're saying, I'm like, yes, that makes sense to me. Why I've been able to find success is because of you guys and Blue Cap. Mm-hmm. Like, Ken, right from day one, he's like, yo, this isn't about money. It's not about signals. It's not about
day
getting,
one.
Like, all day one.
I
like,
that,
okay, cool.
You know,
so what?
I was misguided by myself.
Yeah. Like, I came into this with the things that you're saying. You got to, and I wouldn't have gotten there without you three. I probably would have blown a lot of accounts because mm-hmm. I like to go a little loco sometimes.
Loco.
You know? I have fun
brother.
With it. Like, I do.
Yeah, man.
But just to go back to what you're saying, immediately I'm like, Yep, I get it. That's been the thing that has helped me that I learned right away from you from like day one.
And then, you know, even on calls that like you had them right away, and then, you know, we linked up and we started, you know, doing little calls. And
I mean, it's almost sometimes it blows my mind how like, holy cow, this is like beautiful. Like, how can I not learn it quick? I know it's not.
You have all the correct, just great people behind you, bro. And it was just me. It was just. Yeah.
Mindset.
Yeah. Because if one thing is, you know, you having the great people behind you and they're telling you what to do and what not to do, but you say yes and you don't apply it, then it's like for nothing.
Right.
You know, it's like now it's now you're back to square one. Mm-hmm. Right. So
a lot of the feelings you have, I have as well now. It's kind of like it's just awesome, you know.
Yeah, it's good, man. I tell you what. I went through, there was even a time where, June of last year, was it June? It was May. I had a great month in May. June of last year. Some people would know this. Some close friends of mine would know this. June of last year, I lost about $18,000 in one trade.
I remember you were talking about this before.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I always talk about it. Yeah. Why? Because it made me.
Yeah.
Like if I did not take, that's the biggest L I've ever taken in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even up to date. If I'd have never took that L, I'll go back and do it all over again, just the same way. Just like the whole entire journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like no mentor, no, I'd do it the same exact way because we're here now.
Yep.
And one little turn differently,
mm-hmm.
possibly this doesn't happen, you know?
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, man, the journey has been great. I'm just glad that you have the right people. We're all like a team now, obviously.
That's like the whole point of why I created the Academy. It was just like, kind of like my way of giving back, you know? So people don't have to go through like the ups and downs, you know, the frustrations, you know, not able to identify that if they have a strategy or not, because like I don't know those nights, like there wasn't anyone that could be like, hey, like can we go over this, like hey, can you know, can you shoot me that recorded session that we, you know, we partake together. It was like, no, it was none of that. So when I hear people were not like utilizing, you know, the information that's being provided continuously, like it's there, you know, and you're not capitalizing on it, the only person you're hurting yourself is you. Yeah. And when it comes to that point, it's just like, look, you know, you could lose money in the market. That's normal. Everyone has been through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no special treatment when it comes to trading.
Uh-uh.
Everyone goes through it. Everyone loses money. But like, it's how you adapt from that situation, how you're going to progress from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's part of the process. And when you know and accepted that, then that's how you start to build that confidence, start building up that experience, you know,
acceptance.
Track record. Like that's how it all begins to build up.
That's the thing.
So when I take losses, it's great. I get excited about
you
it.
You see?
I will smile.
That's, I say
like
that.
Those mood videos that you guys see on IG.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those days I had losses and I was smiling.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be.
One thing is, I don't know why people trip so much on losses. Like
you guys are spending.
It's only because there's an emotional tie to money.
It's not only like the emotional tie about it, but like
it goes back to the emotions and the mindset, though.
Your whole entire life, you guys been spending money on bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's equivalent to you participating in a market that you actually try to value the skill set.
Bro, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
And it's
rent.
Yeah.
Nobody's they're charging you cents, swaps, and commission. It's rent, dude.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a proper risk management, then you should know that there's a way to even take 10 trades, lose 6, win 4, and still be in profit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, in reality, it's not the loss. It's the attachment to that money. Mm-hmm.
I think we're all here and we are all kind of in that same mindset. My opinion, since I'm the brand new, still really new, but the way we learn it from you three is
you're good being the really new. You're good.
I like it. And I think it's because you guys, and I'm not, yeah. not to.
He's like, I like it.
I do, man. It's fun.
Amazing, bro.
I do. Well, you guys teach it like a, it's a skill. You're mastering a skill. You're learning almost like
it's
a profession.
An art, bro.
You aren't, that's why I started to really fall in love with him. Like, okay, this isn't, I'm not just like trading stocks like I see everybody on Graham. Like, oh, I'm going to Robinhood. No offense. Buy some airlines. It's cool playing with the stocks. But like, this is an art. You're reading charts. You're looking at the news. You're putting a puzzle together. And then when you put the puzzle together on your own, that's dope.
That's satisfying. Yep. It's fulfilling.
That is so fulfilling.
You know,
and it could be a $100 trader. That does not matter.
It doesn't matter because that same trade that was $100 in profit could be $20,000. It's the same trade. It's just a different lot size.
That's why I think we have like the same mindset and the desire.
That's where you have people that go from that $20,000 and how could I get up to that $100,000?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you have to go through tiers.
Yep.
You know,
levels to it. Everything is levels to it.
Like once you get up to there too fast, you're not going to be able to handle that capacity. Like,
too fast. Too,
so,
you know what I mean? Granted, you might deem it yours is too fast. I just think that you did about 10 months worth of work.
I did a lot of work.
In half in time because you have the right people around you, right? And then not only that, your work ethic and how you look at the charts and how you just kept it simple because that's what we were saying today earlier. Just simple.
Yep.
Right? Don't ask just it is what it is. It's what you like, trade what you see, not what you feel. Like I feel like people
when you see the power it gives you, you have such power. Yep.
But see, it's with that though, like I find myself sometimes, like when I'm looking at trades or whatever, I'll tell myself, oh, I feel like this has to come down. So what do? I get in for a trade for it to go up. Because if you trade what you feel, you're probably gonna be wrong.
That's a fact,
right? You're probably gonna be.
I have
gone.
My moments too. Yeah. So like I'm human, bro.
We
like,
all do.
People think that I'm like, oh, I'm winning all day, every day.
Yeah.
Now I am. It's been like 40 days since I took a loss. But guess what? I've only traded like 10 different trades in the past like 2.5 months because I just been swinging it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So less trading, less is more, right? Uh-huh. So the less trading, the less risk I'm putting up. And then I'm just holding trades just strategically, right? But shoot, like I fucking take losses. Like everybody fucking does.
Yep.
And the cool thing is that I like you said, I tell people that all the time. Like I'm cool with the losses. I like it. Cool. I'll go back. It's another situation and experience for me to learn. Cause it's like if I'm aware that I'm a great trader, but I'm not trying to be great. I'm trying to be fucking perfect master if I can, right? So if I can, within the great, I can purify and you know, and perfect the skill set because it's a skill set. It's an art. Then I'm going to fucking do it. So every time there's a loss, there's a lesson. So I'm going to go back in and dig in and see where the fuck I fucked up.
I think you can take all those wins and losses, and at least for me, it's translated into life. And Ken's made this analogy before, and I really thought of him like... He said stuff like, we're just like in drawdown right now in life, like whatever. Like, you don't remember.
Bro, no, because we use those terms
right now,
all
like, the time. Like, I live.
Yeah, soft moment. Yeah. You add that in to that part?
some violin.
Some violin, you know?
No, but you know what I'm saying is you look at your life and you have to be in a good headspace. You have to be calm and pretty well balanced. You have to like have some organization. You have to have a plan. You have to have confidence. You know,
this game is
you have to handle adversity. Not, I mean,
you know what? I think when we were talking about like we're in drawdown right now, I think we were talking about the COVID situation.
That is what we were talking about.
Yeah. We were in the office that night. I remember that. That was
like,
hilarious.
We're just
in
drawdown
right now.
It's COVID.
COVID. We're locked down, this, that, and the other. So.
Yeah. We're going to swing this thing. We're going to swing COVID.
We're swinging COVID.
We're swinging COVID.
Yeah, so I'm
remove your stop loss.
Yeah.
My
we don't know
is,
what it's doing.
Yeah, yeah. My thing is like, Forex is life.
Bruh.
It really is. Like, I really compare everything.
Sometimes I don't even feel like I'm actually even trading anymore. I just get up. It's just a routine. It's just like, get up, hit the gym, look at the charts. Great
awesome. Setup. There you go.
You
let's
know,
do it.
Make a withdrawal if you need to. Like, you know, pay the bills.
That's it.
Take care of everybody, like, and then just do it all over again.
Yeah.
It's second nature.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. That's where I'm trying to get to.
Like, it really, it's scary though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's scary.
I get where you're coming from when you say, like, this is, like, it's nice. It feels, because when you get it, like, when you really, like, it sticks, like, for example, Ken, or, like, that's how I feel now. Dude, it fucking sticks. Like, you're, like, it's like you're just in a zone. Mm-hmm. Like, you could almost do no wrong. And when you do, it's like, you go back to it and it's like, that was obvious. Like, what is wrong with me?
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah.
Hindsight's always 20/20. But it's funny that you talk about how Forex is life, because you learn so much about life, things around you, shit you're going through, right? If you really take it for what it is and you drill down to, like, this whole industry, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. Like, I can tell you right now, I've never been so educated on things that are going on in this
me
country.
Neither.
In this world.
Me neither.
Up until now.
I always thought I knew what was going on.
Right.
If I didn't start Forex trading, I would have no idea what's going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. No idea.
And you know, that's the real idea. Yeah. Not the idea that everyone else has.
Right.
The real idea. Like, the real shit that's going on.
The crazy thing is, for me though, is like, there's certain rabbit holes that I can go down that I find information for. And it makes me want to just turn around and say, you know what? Maybe I didn't want to know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Because it gets your head just
down. Absolutely. That hole. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You go down this rabbit hole and you start searching.
I've
been down a rabbit hole all COVID.
There's
everything.
Been there.
Everything.
And I think COVID, because it's the topic that has been, you know, for 5-6 months now, like, all the stuff that goes on with it and all the stuff that's becoming exposed and everything, I'm just like, you know what? This is a lot of information right now.
Yeah, but it's funny that it takes COVID for people to be fully aware of those kind of situations. Mm-hmm. You know, so like,
and many still aren't.
Which is like, now I'm in a world, in an environment, you know, where people are just now fully awakened. Like, I like, speaking for myself, like, I've been fully awakened of all of these things, but it was just like, to piece it all together, they're like, wow, this is really how it's really run. Like, mm-hmm. you know, how everything is in the backwards, you know, in operation, in the works, right? Hmm. And find out how all of this information has been played out.
And it's,
you
like,
know, and, you know, and people will be like, yeah, it's politics, politics. Why is it politics? You know?
You can't start just those questions. People throw it out. It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
people don't want to ask questions though. They just
what
fed
is the
information and they just take it.
Yeah.
They don't want to. They don't want to attack the.
It's
brain.
Like, who's creating that action? What is the intent? What is the expected outcome?
Mm-hmm.
That's what lets you see the real shit. Because if you start asking these questions, you start searching. You're like, oh wait, hold up.
And the most funniest thing too is that it's being publicly aware.
Mm-hmm.
They just throwing it out there.
Everything is out.
And then
people
are just like,
now more than ever.
I wanted to go back to normal. Like, after all of this has happened, there's not going to be a normal.
No. There's going to be a new normal.
Yeah.
The whole world is permanently changed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. It is. We just went through just a cultural shift.
A whole shift.
People don't realize.
Everything had to be paused.
Yeah.
For you to realize your current situation, why you're not currently leveling up, why things are not happening your way, why more blessings coming into your life, you know? But you have those kind of people are just reverting back to things that you know that it's not gonna be progressing,
mm-hmm.
you know? People are waiting for the government to take care of them, mm-hmm. right? Instead of actually brainstorming and being more collect-minded and finding out different opportunities where you could take. There's been proven fact, there's so many streams of revenue of income that you can make. Everything's becoming an online platform.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. We call Uber. We call Lyft. We call DoorDash, Uber Eats. But people still don't even take the initiative to be like, all right, let me just hop on to Google, where a lot of people could type in about free valued information that's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It takes $200 to create an LLC?
Yeah. Easy.
Put your name, whatever.
Nothing.
Establish something. You brainstorm. At least use this time to come up with something that you're truly passionate about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have like the perfect platform. That's
exactly what I did.
Yeah,
I mean, anybody could do whether it's Forex, whatever. It's like
I don't try to sell people because I'm done selling my point.
Why? Yeah. Good dope sell yourself.
I don't post profits.
What?
I don't post profits. I don't post charts.
You don't need to.
No,
that's true.
No.
You don't need to.
None of that needs to be done.
Let the opportunity sell itself. Let the testimonial sell itself. Good if dope it clicks, sells itself. It clicks.
You know that.
But don't be the person.
This is good dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be the person that's watching for 2 to 3 years on someone's journey. That is something that we're in this time right now. People are watching. They're like, oh, man.
When I'm done with COVID, I'll do something. Yeah, no, right. You won't.
No.
Probably not.
Take the action now.
Unless you do it.
Change your life. So then when you hit that 30 mark, you're going to be like, I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
I'm chilling.
So wait, what are you saying? I'm over 30. What's up?
Well, you're
the 40 mark.
Well, the 40 mark.
Yeah.
Well, we know where you're going on.
The 40 mark. Let's go. The 40 mark.
You know?
It's not like you didn't know what you wanted to do. You just didn't have the right vehicle at the right time.
Yeah, that's major facts. It's major facts.
Now you're on a perfect vehicle.
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
You know, even when it seems like it's a little late, time. And
yeah, you know,
there's a reason why.
It's how you appreciate the time and utilize it.
Yep. My thing is,
we all got the same 24 hours. So when I hear excuses, I'm like, I'm sorry. Look, I don't know how to relate.
A repeat of the conversation was having.
Yes, it is. This is like our lunch conversation.
Yeah, literally.
Before you guys did. Yeah. Pretty much. That's why you're all friends.
Yeah, like we have the same.
I'm like, look, when people say refer me to like, I'm like, no, I'm not no go. I'm just like you.
Yeah,
just a different skin tone, and you know, physique is different.
They think that is like some crazy, like crazy. It's hard work and consistency. You know what I mean? Like if you were smart, and you saw this whole pandemic happen. You did something for yourself.
Yeah, you took
action. If you weren't, then you just sat back and took the money that the government gave you and you drank it all.
I will tell you this. I think that there's more of those people than people finding a skill set or doing something on their own. And what tells me that is that the fact that over the past 4 months, retail sales have gone up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
right, retail sales have gone up. Like, mm-hmm. So
people are more at home and they're more they got more time in their hands with more money without doing
because of unemployment, this, that, and the other. So instead of leveling up,
which is what the government kind of wants.
That's exactly what they want.
Stimulus check.
Here,
stimulate
the economy. Go buy from a big business because all these little ones are going out.
It's how they driving for everything to be digital. They want everything to go digital.
And that was the plan all along. They just using more COVID.
What's a great plan?
So you and I have talked about the housing side.
Oh,
of it,
yeah.
Right?
We get in depth with that.
We just they want people to spend more money.
We have a lot of interesting stats about the housing market.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
But
people are buying houses because they feel like it's a great time because the government wants you to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were also talking about the crash portion. And it's funny because you and I were talking about it during a class one night.
Yeah.
And the next morning, some shit was fucking announced by Donald Trump. It was weird. Like, I don't know
it's like
what
Ken,
it was about.
When Ken made that call with
So what we were talking about was the fact that we were talking about the fact of like, well, what's going to crash everything because all these businesses are doing great. Retail sales are up, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And people are going back to work. Mm-hmm. And the problem that I see happening is the fact that over the past 4 months, the reason why retail sales have gone up so much is because people have had extra money. Mm-hmm. Why have they had extra money? Because mortgage bills have been able to, they've all been able to be deferred. Credit card bills, they've all been able to be deferred. Then, exactly.
Yeah.
So when
which
when,
is their bill money.
So
when the bill money
like,
comes,
it's like living life.
They got bill money and extra money.
Well,
so they're getting behind more now. This is just gonna, like, that's why
of
course.
Why do you think this executive decision of the unemployment and stimulus information was coming out on Sunday? Donald Trump had to pass it on his own. Because if unemployment continued to stay the way that it was, which is why we're seeing the U.S. dollar go up. Mm-hmm. So free value for people that are listening to this right now.
Free 99.
It's going up right now because there's becoming a higher demand because nobody has money because unemployment has been cut. Out here, it's down to like 195 a week. But when it comes down to it, they have to give us more because unemployment isn't going anywhere. But what happens with all these bills? Like, so what, $595, $600 is going to get you, like per week, is going to be able to pay your mortgage and all your food now? It's going to run out. So guess what? Foreclosures are coming, this, that, and the other.
When those starts to add up, guess what? Your rent is going to be done.
Exactly. And those mortgages.
Your landowners are going to be like, we got to increase this. Sorry. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's hurting my pockets. So.
It's a game, man.
Oh, it absolutely is.
We're living in a game of life. You know the game, life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what we're living.
Yep.
That's a visual board game. Absolutely. I think you can see the market being manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
Indices and the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I think I can absolutely see it being manipulated to be on a bullish trend, just like we're looking at. And you can see it being kind of artificially kept up a little bit. There's a lot of differences between now and how it was back then. Back then, we had crazy loans. Like, Michael could go to his mortgage lender and say, hey, I make $500,000 a year. I want to buy this house. And no checks. No, I mean, there's no credit checks or anything. They just give him a loan. So we were buying houses left and right. And there was tons of houses everywhere. Way too many houses. Crappy loans led to. And then the economic crisis led to what happened. But now you can see that interest rates just keep getting lower and lower, and it's still really easy to buy houses. But there's a ton of money. We can see data. There's a lot of money like sitting waiting on the sidelines, like hedge funds, REITs, and things like that, waiting for what? A pullback. I'm telling you, there are people waiting. It might not be a big pullback, maybe 5%, maybe 10%, not enough to cause anything crazy like last time, but there are people waiting for a pullback to make a low. It is. Like, you can see it for sure. And then they'll blast and buy a bunch of properties.
Well,
build it before that.
It could correct itself so much that people start selling off their stocks.
Could.
Yeah. Which and is that'll why make it go more.
What we will see is just a massive drop. And why, like, Ken and I have been seeing, like, it's been a weird market for the past 4 months.
Wait.
Right?
I've just taken advantage. I've been waiting for the same thing we all been waiting. Why is this?
I was like, it's
irregular.
It's fun catching, you know, the bull run, but like, I read a way into
this is
the big
when the sell off.
Oh yeah, I'm waiting for the. Trust me, I'm catching a boy. I'm still waiting for that.
For a lot of traders that's out there, if you guys are trading indices, great. You know, if you're catching that bull run, great. That's just coming. That's just like, you know, the impulse move. That's great. But I'm looking for that damn correction that needs to be, because that way down,
that's coming.
Lord.
Oh, yeah,
it's coming.
That
I feel
just,
like we all waited
the
for
start of 2021. Yeah.
Should I tell them where I think it's going to go?
Yeah.
15.5. US 30. Wow. 15,500.
I think
you
I
called that.
No, actually, you told me that. You told me that about
10,000.
Yeah, it could go as low as that. Absolutely.
Once it hits there, then that's a very red, dangerous zone.
No, our country is gone at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't afford to go down to 10,000.
No.
So
our country is driven by
every country in the world hates America is going to try to seize an opportunity.
Yeah.
And it could possibly be a World War III.
Oh, there would probably need to be something like that to actually.
Someone has to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Someone has to pay. That's.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was,
we're talking about the bombing that they try to cover up, saying it's fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, serious. So fireworks.
Well, did you see what happened yesterday? The whole Lebanese government like quit yesterday over the shit.
Yep.
They didn't want to take no response.
Yeah. So guess what happened with guess what happened with USD ILS? That shit went up. ILS is the Israeli shekel.
Oh, no, yeah. So it went up
the
crazy.
It was on two major.
Michael was
candles.
Texting us. He's like, yo, what's the Lebanese current, right? Lebanese currency or something?
You
like,
can't
I don't know.
Necessarily trade the Lebanese pound, I found, but you can trade USD ILS, which is the Israeli shekel.
Do the same thing?
No, so they're two different, but Israeli is the one that said to attack.
Correlated?
They're the ones that are in the business together now. Okay. So.
Interesting.
So whoever's
attacking,
whoever's in the bad pair of legs, in the pants, still a
down.
Huge hit. So.
Yeah. So more free value for everybody who's listening to this
super
on live.
Super gems. Like,
it's an exotic pair, by the way.
I'm
USD
over here
ILS.
Myself, like, you know?
Yeah. But see, those are the things that I'm talking about that, like, you learn because of world situations that you have to face.
Mm-hmm.
That may not affect us one way, but in the long run, it's going to affect us.
It always affects us. We're just the last ones to get affected.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so absolutely.
That's so, you know, and then usually the people are the ones to get it the worst. Right? The last affected. you know, get the worst.
We will see what will happen. But I can tell you.
It sounds fucked up, but for people that trade,
we gonna profit.
Right, exactly. You got it. Exactly. we gonna be all right. Exactly. We gonna be all right.
So we gonna be great.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Just I've been dying for that standard, bro. US 30.
Oh man.
I'm about to go crazy. Yo, Michael's like he's crazy.
So immediately, once that's off, just buy as much property as possible because this is gonna be fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. So
take advantage of these foreclosures and these short sales that are gonna start coming.
That's
true.
Smart.
For what though?
Or you could buy land. That's even better.
Much
you
better. Buy the land.
Because then you buy the land because you do whatever you want in that.
Though. I could tell you with everything going on right now.
Buy the massive land
or apartment.
And that three buildings.
That could be very marketable and then sell it to the highest
bidder. I'll tell you office.
You triple your margin on that point.
Mm. Office buildings are not going to be doing well because everybody's going to start working from home.
No. Yeah. You're going to need to have.
That's a fact.
Yeah, apartment complexes would be perfect.
Yeah.
15 units, 20 units.
That's what I'm imagining in my head. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So absolutely.
Think about buying land and doing two of them.
And then from there, just start buying more land and just start building condos and townhomes.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then apartment rise towers, because what? There's only one in Tempe. Yeah.
I feel like there's ideas brewing right here.
Oh yeah. Well, I've talked about this a little bit before about having like a blue cap. Equities where people acquire not all blue cap but partners that I've met through blue cap and having a partnership to acquire properties and build a portfolio just like that.
Yeah.
We gonna see blue capital apartments or what?
Blue capital.
Whoa, that sounds
man, equities. I'm trying to get blue capital jets, yachts, everything. So anywhere you go, where blue cap
BCA yep. Blue capital assets.
Hey,
boom.
Ooh.
Oh, spicy.
That too.
You can't be giving out all the nuggets on
uh-oh.
That.
Can't be living out.
Hey, no. We holding on. This is a pie, you know? Come on, man. You got good ideas.
Yeah, right, we could give them crumbs, but, you know.
Right, don't give them the whole pie.
The whole loaf.
Don't give them the whole pie.
No.
Just a little tease.
Yeah.
Ken eats a lot of bread. That's why he's like that.
A lot of everything.
Yeah.
A lot of everything.
Yeah, a lot of everything.
17 pancakes.
What y'all trying to say, like,
bro? There's times that
I'm on a diet.
There's times that
what
there's times that I'll see a story and I'll just be like, bro, you and Clive are fat,
yo,
because they're at Crumble buying a dozen big ass cookies.
Clive's
fat, fat living.
Like, when
fat.
You put Clive's us three together, because I eat a lot too. Us three were just crazy crushing food.
No, I eat a lot, but I don't know about. I don't know.
US 30 pays
it's
for
like
it.
It's like $1,000.
SPX, you know?
It's $1,000+.
Always.
It's bad.
Man, we was having lunch today. With
Clive, it's not bad, you know? Like, I like putting my belt on and not having the stomach be like, you know? So
this weekend.
Yeah. I feel like that. Did you just jab me right there?
No.
Oh my God. I can't.
I'm just kidding.
He's like, yeah, man. He's throwing a low key.
How about Clav today? He's like, it's just a bowl?
No.
Oh, yeah. Do you got? No. Does it come with sides?
Yeah, exactly.
No. That's he couldn't whole, order a simple piece. Meal. He has to be a whole vibe.
He got a whole piece of next
yo,
to
yeah,
of
it has to be like, I want double meat. I want this side. I want this side. Yeah. I want a starter.
And then guess what?
It's
on our way going home, he's like, yeah, that didn't even really do anything.
Yes. It's the habit, man. When you build that
that's
habit.
That's that metabolism, yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
he's a monster.
Yeah. That's that metabolism.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I feel bad for his future wife. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
That bill's going to be hefty. Feed
yep. that man.
And with the tip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, so it's going to be COVID-free.
Yeah. God, man. It's interesting to see what's going to happen. I don't know.
Oh, oh my God.
This is good, man.
Oh, man.
Good. The story of Maze.
All right. So yeah. You guys got to hear a little chance. We got a lot of upcoming news that's going to be happening for Blue Cap
in the
upcoming
stuff
days.
Coming.
So you guys going to be on the lookout for that. You know, especially we're really trying to expand.
Bruh. Like,
really, really trying to expand.
Big.
You know, podcasts
are
getting more exciting. We got more mics. You know,
yeah, we got
finally.
Shout out to Derek, you know. He was on their asses, Derek, you know, because.
Man, finally, bro. I'm the one.
Yeah,
that
it was
like
very
things
odd.
Are heavy
most,
duty,
you
too.
Know, always sharing a mic with Mike, you know. He's just like, give me that
always
shit.
Always sharing a mic with Mike.
Yeah, that's what it was.
right? Oof. Yo, you see that? Price tag, price tag.
Price tag.
It was with taxes too, so.
Straight out the box.
Yeah, yeah, he should have did a microphone out the box. Oh, yeah.
Straight out the box. Right.
Out the box.
You talk about shoes? We talk about mics.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, speaking of shoes, you see that post that I sent you?
What post?
With the new Yeezys?
Yeah.
Have you seen those? The Yeezy D Roses?
They're not like them.
Oh, no.
They're not like
Yo,
them.
Yo, they're no. garbage,
not,
by the way.
No, at this point, what is he doing?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Kanye's just not the Kanye that I know anymore.
He's different, bro. He's loony now.
He's loony.
Is he loony or is he just woke?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a fine line.
Yeah, no, yeah, trust me.
He didn't do all the other things.
I think so.
Top rated star.
Get out.
For free.
Yeah. Right. Out. That was about him, right?
Jesus.
God. Oh, Lord. We're going to have
Can't say Jesus because it might Looney. Be Kanye. Can't say God because it might be Kanye.
Right.
Jesus. Looney.
Hey, man. I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to be part of the Blue Capital. It's lit. I'm about to start hitting the gym with Ken. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to go loco.
You know loco. That's what I do.
Go loco.
You know
go
that's
loco.
What I do.
Loco.
Yep.
So is that going to be the remix now?
Yep.
Bro.
Yep.
Maze
knows. Going to do a Blue Cat remix.
Sometimes just out of nowhere, you won't even hear from me, and then boom.
Nope.
Hey, sorry, I went a little loco with the trades.
It's best to be like that.
Where did that dude come from?
It's better to be that way, isn't it? Like, just to be quiet about things. Like, we knew everything that was going on. People just kind of asked me, like, oh, yeah. I don't know you up
I'd
to
be
something.
So quiet
what are you up to certain? Nothing. Yeah. Now you guys know what we up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, yo, Maze, check this out. Boom.
Before it was like, Maze, what do you think about this? Damn, that's pretty good, bro. Now it's just like, hey, Maze, here. Yeah. $15,000.
Okay. Like what?
Yeah. But I think his coaches amazing, bro.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely
fucking great, bro.
I'm very grateful and blessed to have you guys to help me. I mean, everybody should. That's what you have coaches for, but it's like I don't have to go through the 5 years, 4 years,
you don't,
3 years.
Because you learn from our experience.
My ups and downs are like this instead of I'm still gonna have the ride. But
it was just a constant uptrend with minor pullbacks.
Because exactly,
you know what I mean. That was
that
it.
That man had the recovery of US 30.
Literally,
straight up,
straight up.
He's been just
the
pullback of US 30 is what Alex.
The
did.
The pullbacks only to the 23.6.
Yep,
that,
boom
every time.
But then when you gain what you guys have given to me, and I still have a lot to learn, but you want to share it with others, which I think it's why we're all here. I was gonna get to that earlier.
Yeah.
You see the power that this gives you. Like you can change this your life. And then if you hit it right on the head, you have to like to teach. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, we've talked about it too. Mm-hmm. Real estate, trading, or sports. Like you have to, one thing to play basketball, it's a different thing to coach it, to teach it. And I think when you're just so grateful for what you learn, which I am, you do get excited to teach it to others.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah.
It is rewarding. He still says it all the time. When I first saw him, he's like, hey, I'm my student's hype, man. Like, I get excited. Now
everyone
I see
that signs
what you
up.
See.
Like, you know, if you got that ambition in you and you want to change your life, I'm like, let's go.
That's why this group is going to be so powerful. Because we get excited to teach and give
others
the power to learn an art. Respect it, learn it, use it, be a professional, like execute, make money.
It's powerful
shit,
bro.
Wing it, yeah.
Like it's like we know powerful, like we have powerful shit. Obviously, all the way up here already, but it's just like coming into this, you know, you don't really think you just want to get rich, whatever. When you start really, you see it click and you start seeing the results of it, you're like, this is some powerful fucking shit. Like, I can show this to people. And if I can show this to people the way that I know it, which is the most simplified way, and they show results and do it, oh man, like,
so
that shit is inspiring, bro.
That just hit me with an idea that I'm gonna tell you guys after the podcast.
Yeah, we can't give it to you on the podcast. So, I don't know what it is. We really don't know what it is.
Whatever
but,
just happened,
you know what
it just happened.
It just happened right now. He had an epiphany.
I just had a light bulb. And went in.
So when you're talking about the art, like with the art of teaching, I could tell you that there are times when you're just like, yo, are things getting through, right? How can I re-explain this, right? Yes. How can I put this in a different way?
Yes.
And then when you say something different, it could be just a tweak of one or two words.
Phrase.
And then you see right on the screen, oh my God.
Yes.
This happened yesterday. Yes. Shout out to the students that were on my call last night, because there's a couple of consistent students that were just asking questions and going through this whole thing. And I had one person, it was Zach. And Zach was actually sharing his screen, and I had him do everything as we were explaining it, right?
Okay.
But 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, he was like, holy shit. And he was like, yo, I can't believe. He's like, the light bulb went off for me.
Yeah.
He was like, this call meant so much right now, because something just flipped for him, right?
Yes.
And so
I know
when that happened, yo, I was so hyped. And there's no greater feeling, when you see that actually happen, because you're
holy
shit,
for him.
Something happened.
You right? Whatever it was, exactly. That you did that for him, exactly. And that got him to just literally that one click might have got him to
that's
the next
better
level.
Than being Deep Blue on your MT4.
Of course,
I would agree.
Yes.
I would
way
agree.
Better.
I would agree.
Yes, because it's now you're getting the real. Genuine.
It's like
you know the MT4, you could kill that every time.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's automatic. That's not it's right. Just that genuine energy that you get. People be like, oh, like just like it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
The trickle effect, just like I tell you, damn, mm-hmm. Bro, you inspire me. Nah, man, like you need to inspire yourself. I tell people that tell me, oh, you inspire me, like keep inspiring me. And I'm so humbled for that. But I'm like, yo, you don't know how much you all inspire me. Like all you guys that say that to me, like that inspires me, because that alone is like, damn, I could inspire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's inspiring as shit to myself. Yeah. Like I gotta go hard, dude. You know what I mean? And I know like we're supposed to change the world.
And
you know what I mean? Like
I never understood that, because I was always one of those that when I told Ken, like Ken and I were on calls all the time, I'm like, bro. This is great. Like it's working for me. Like I appreciate you, bro. Like I was one of those people that were like, you're the GOAT. You're the GOAT, right?
Yeah.
And once I started getting to work with them closer, and I understand a lot more to the point of like, yo, this man is an actual man, right? Yeah. Like he's just like everybody else. Yeah. He just knows his craft, and everybody can get there. But that I would thank him. He'd be like, don't do that. He's like, just keep doing what you're doing.
Ken's always
right?
Like, yeah.
Because that's the greatest gift that we could get from the students is the success.
Yes.
You know, that means something clicked for them, something that we helped, you know, and then they can pass it along to somebody else and somebody else. And that's how you end up networking to the point to where everybody can help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If we just understand that, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy that 4X, I think it's the mindset of everybody needing a way out, because a job stands for just over broke.
Just over broke.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So if you need that extra kick in the ass, right, you need to have like either a second job or a hobby or something like that. 4X, there's $6.6 trillion that goes through this daily. And
crazy.
A small piece of the pie can help one person. A small piece, period, like the smallest piece possible. And there's a lot of money out there for everybody, and we can all win. And I think that gravitates a lot of people, but you have to have that mindset overall, like we're talking about, that, look, I want to know the skill more than I want the money.
You have to respect it. Mm-hmm. You have to treat it with respect.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what people don't do, though, at first, or a lot of
they
people.
They treat it like, you know, they're so aggressive with it.
Like, it's mind-boggling,
because
it's like
profession.
You put these $1,000...
There's an appreciation. There's a different appreciation.
It's your capital.
You
could
take 10 signals and make $10,000, or you can sit there and learn the skill set. And when I see some of the students' journeys, But when I see some of the students' journeys, and I'm like, yo, how do you feel now? Rather than like, because you stopped taking signals.
For
yo,
Philly.
Everybody, yo, it's the best thing ever. I'm taking my own shit right now. I'm doing my own trades. I'm marking up my own stuff. I now can become independent.
Which
I'm like,
is,
yo.
Which is,
that's the biggest
that's
thank you.
What you guys want. This is what we all want for people to do. It's not like just to finally always take the trade ideas or the six. No, like, he wants you to grow, obviously.
Right.
But
my
thing is, like, you could do both.
Yeah.
You know, just take the trade ideas and learn the skill set. Because in reality, this is the most self-sufficient game there is known to man.
It forces you.
It's the best video game that you can play.
Oh, my God. So much fun to play.
And it's very cheap. It's not $60, not a PS4, not an Xbox 360 game.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
And it's a better challenge because you can't go online and watch a YouTube video of how to get a walkthrough through The Last of Us, right? Like, yep. Last of Us is a great game, don't get me wrong. But you could go online and find, well, how do you get the walkthrough on hard, right? And then you follow it, boom, 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 here's the guide. Yeah. You don't have that shit at all when it comes to 4X. When it comes to 4X, you find your own niche.
Yep.
You find your own niche.
That's a big you know? Fact, man.
It's crazy. Oh, man. That shit is satisfying as fuck.
I think we really hit the nail on episode 43. I know.
You guys are going to see my face a lot.
Honestly, yeah. Definitely will see his face a lot for upcoming days. This episode was definitely Blue Cap Talk. You know? So,
slit, man.
You know, we heard, you know, Alex, you guys been seeing his face on that whole ads.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Alex is a household face now.
Golly, I don't even know me anymore. I'm like, get rid of
this. It's wild. It is wild.
HDTV, baby.
Yep.
I get no more DMs. I'm like,
yep, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, man. Here you go.
We was having that conversation earlier. Like, oh, no.
No, it's going to be, yeah, it's good, gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Like, it's going to be legendary.
I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah, what are we talking about next one? Next episode.
Oh, no.
Top surprise. Secret.
Yeah.
Guess you all have to tune in to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
I'm ready to go.
Yup. Let's get it.
That's it.
Don't forget, like and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate it.
Comment. Sure, leave a comment.
Comment.
For this guy.
Oh, you can comment. Yeah, I'll respond.
We probably might do a giveaway on the comment section. So.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it. Let's do it.
I'll join him, man. Yeah. Comment for me too.
Let's do it. Catch you guys on the flip side.
See ya.